Okay, our friends. So we are heading into spring, and at the end of winter brings quite a few bits of rain. It brings rain and sometimes even storms. But you know what comes after the rain? Can you think of something?
Puddles.
Puddles, yeah.
Rainbow.
Rainbows. And so today's story is called Rain Before Rainbows. And this story was written by Smriti Prasadam Halls, and it's illustrated by David Letchfield. And it is read today by Mommy and Philip. So let's do it, shall we? Are you ready? Okay. Rain before rainbows, clouds before sun. And in the picture, we can see a girl in a storm. She's got a coat around her, though, so hopefully that keeps her warm. And she's not alone. She's got a little friend with her. Is that a fox, do you think?
Yeah, it looks like a fox. It's either a fox, a red dog, or a
Hmm.
red cat.
I think it's got a big tail. I think it's a fox. Night before daybreak, the old day is done. And as she walks along now, she's got a lantern and she can see the stars. There are mountains for climbing, journeys to take, dreams that are hopeful, decisions to make. And in this picture, wow, you can see she and her fox are fast asleep, but they're dreaming. And in the stars, we can see them like a constellation. Dark days may shake us, and worries creep in with dragons to duel and battles to win. And in this picture, we see them imagining that there are giant dragons. That's okay. They've got each other's backs, don't they? Thunder will rumble, lightning will flash, the wind will start blowing, and tall waves will crash. But there are footsteps to follow and words that are wise. There's a map that will guide us when troubles arise. And in the picture, my friends, they have gotten through a storm, haven't they? And on the other side of that storm, there's sunshine and dry land. There are friends who will help us, courageous and kind, a rope to hold on to, and treasure to find. Yet in the picture here, we can see that the treasure is, in fact, sunshine and
Yay.
all the little woodland creatures that she has found on the dry land. So now she's not alone anymore. She's got her fox, but she also has a lot of other animals. Sowing and planting, roots before shoot, stem before flower, and leaf before fruit. Rain before rainbows, clouds before sun, night before daybreak, a new day is begun. A day full of promise. A day full of light. The morning is breaking, and morning is bright. And in these last pictures, oh, my friends, she and the fox have finally got a nice, safe place with their little woodland friends to make a beautiful little house in the woods. And it really is beautiful. It's got a string of, I think those are butterflies. What do you think? All around the outside of the little hut that they've made. Yeah. And a little picture of the two of them all cuddled up in their sweet little house. And the morning is bright picture is really cute too. They're dancing together, she and the fox and all the little woodland creatures. But it just goes to show you that the darkest things really, especially in the dark, dark, stormy clouds that come in the storm, really aren't so bad when you think that what they bring with them once they're done is a rainbow. After that storm goes, then you get a rainbow, right? Mm-hmm. And that's usually the true with a lot of things at night when it gets dark, and you may think, I'm scared of the dark. What happens in the morning? It comes bright and sunshiny. And you're never really alone, are you? No, of course not. You always have somebody there with you. So, my friends, even if your friend is a little red fox just to sit beside you, which it's not, you've got people who love you, and you are always safe and loved. You are always loved. That is the end of today's story. Was there anything you wanted to say?
Yeah. Come along for another story tomorrow.
All right. And now we say the...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.